as David Tepper changed the NFL's coaching economics and Rob Manfred faces another offseason challenge. Those are your lead stories for this morning's Buzzcast. Today is Wednesday. It's January 8th. I'm Abe Madcor. At a dinner last night, all anyone could talk about was the Carolina Panthers giving a $60 million seven-year deal to former Baylor coach Matt Rhule. It is a big investment by David Tepper. If you've watched David Tepper in his early years of NFL ownership, a couple of things can be very clear. He moves fast, and he is willing to spend money, and he has big, bold visions. You've already seen that through all the decisions he's made, whether it's real estate development, whether it's landing an MLS team, and now whether it is paying big dollars to his new head coach. Matt Rhule becomes the main voice and the face of the Carolina Panthers. And like I said, at that salary level, you could see an increase in other salaries offered to incoming coaches. And the only vacancy left now is at Cleveland with the Browns. Let's stay with the NFL, and this is presidential politics. Announced late yesterday, expect some campaign ads during your Super Bowl broadcast on Fox. Yes, Michael Bloomberg's presidential campaign has secured a 60-second spot during the Super Bowl telecast, an ad buy that will likely cost at least $10 million. And as our John Oran first reported in November, President Trump's re-election campaign is also planning to spend major money on a 60-second spot during the February 2nd game. The biggest audience of the year, presidential candidates want to be in front of that. Let's shift to baseball. We've talked about the to-do list for MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred. Well, let's say another significant piece was added to that as MLB will launch an investigation into whether the Red Sox winning 2018 team illegally used video replay feeds to steal signs during games. The Athletic first reported this. It cited unidentified members of that 2018 team that described in-game visits by players to the replay room to pick up the sign sequences of opposing team. So this competitive intelligence or so-called cheating, boy, these stories are appearing pretty much every month now across sports, and it is a major threat to the integrity of sports. How will these commissioners, how will these leaders of sports respond? Now Manfred has the Astros issue and now the Red Sox issue to decide. Let's shift to sports media, where a big topic of conversation in the last few months has been Maven's ownership of Sports Illustrated, or SI. Maven said yesterday that it has saved nearly $30 million from its costs compared to 2018 since it's acquired SI from Meredith. A takeaway, it also said that it's drawing more online traffic than it did before it took over. It also said that its team-specific coverage online is showing signs that it is working. It also said that its print edition of Sports Illustrated will come out less frequently, but be a larger size format printed with heavier paper stock. Being in the publication business that Sports Business Journal is, I can tell you that's a real expense. So Maven saying its early days of ownership of SI have been successful. It said its $45 million in revenue in its fourth quarter beat forecast, and it is targeting nearly $160 million in revenue for 2020. We're going to end on two personnel notes. First, the Vancouver Whitecaps of MLS have named longtime sports executive Mark Panis as its new CEO. The club is doing a lot to change the culture there. The club has struggled over the last couple years. Panis has 30 years of experience. AS Roma was with the Knicks, very well regarded sports executive. Mark goes to Vancouver to try to turn around the Whitecaps. I talked about my dinner last night. Another topic of conversation was the opening AD position at UCLA, a very high-profile opening and position. Well, the latest news on that is that UCLA's athletic director search begins in earnest this month and is expected to last into the spring. Remember, the UCLA administration set up a group of 8 members of administration and faculty who will play a major role in filling that position. Sources close to the San Jose Mercury News expect the university to retain Chicago-based search firm Whit Kiefer as well. So, those are your top stories for this morning's Buzzcast. It is Wednesday, January 8th. I'm Abe Madcor. Have a fantastic day.